Well, I'd like to say good morning to you all again.
我对大家讲，再次讲早安。
And it is certainly good to be back here amongst you.
很高兴再回到大家当中。
I've missed the warmth of our church fellowship here.
我很怀念我们当中我们一起团契的一个温暖。
And I want to thank you as a church family for how supportive you've been to me.
那我想要谢谢大家，当一个教会的家庭里面，你们这么样的支持我。
And especially the very unique gift of a 3-month sabbatical leave.
特别是能够让我能够有三个月的享一个安息年的三个月的时间。
It was a very nice way to show how you care and support for your pastors.
这是非常独特的方法来展现你们对教会的牧师的支持。
Some have asked me, well, what is a sabbatical?
那有人问我说什么是安息年呢？
Well, it's much more than an extended vacation after 7 years of service.
那它不只是在你服侍七年以后有一段延伸的一个假期。
It is an opportunity to step away from the public role of being a pastor.
它比较像是能够离开大家的面前当一个牧师的角色。
To simply be refreshed in God's presence.
能够在神的面前里面能够再次得到更新。
It was a time for me to be with God.
是一个时间我可以跟神在一起。
And enjoy the good gifts that He has created.
那享受他创造了这些美好的事物。
Especially the special people in my life.
特别是那些在我生命中很特别的人。
The word sabbatical is taken from the word Sabbath in the Bible.
那安息年这个字是从圣经里面安息来延伸出来的。
The Jewish people rested from all work on the 7th day of the week.
犹太人他们的工作七天以后在第七天休息。
To honor God.
他们来尊荣神。
And to restfully enjoy the good things He has given.
那他们休息来享受神创造一些美好的事物。
But in the Bible, Sabbath is more than resting for one day in seven.
那在圣经里面安息年并不是在七天以后才休息。
It is a pattern which pervades how we live.
它是在一个方式，一个模式，就是我们生活的模式里面交织的。
So we see that the Jewish people had several week-long festivals every year.
所以我们看到犹太人他们在每一年都有很多很长的一个节庆的庆祝。
And even the farmland was given a Sabbath from farming every 7th year.
甚至农田他们在七年的时候他们也会休耕。
In certain years, all debts were erased.
在有些年的时候你的债务会被免除了。
The practice of Sabbath is woven throughout the pattern of life in Scripture.
那在圣经里面，安息的这个应用交织在生活当中。
God does want us to work hard.
神要我们努力工作。
But He also wants us to enjoy rest in His presence.
但是神也希望我们在他同在里面能够得到安息。
To enjoy His good gifts.
来享受他创造的美好事物。
And especially the people He has placed in our lives.
特别是他在我们生命里面摆上的那些人。
So journeying with Jesus through life includes both working with Him and resting with Him.
所以在生命的旅程里面跟神同行，包括跟神一起工作，也跟神一起安息。
And my goal for my sabbatical was to learn how to have a better focus on walking with Jesus day by day.
那我在安息年这个几个月的时间，我就专注一下跟神能够更近，更专注于他每一天每一时每一刻。
And moment by moment.
每一刻。
I wanted to learn how to journey with Jesus in a more focused way.
我希望能够学会怎么样在跟神同行的时候能够更专注于他。
And to bring that into my everyday life now.
那把它带回到我每日的生活里面。
This was truly challenging.
这是非常挑战性的。
But also refreshing.
但是也非常更新的。
And one thing I discovered is that when we walk with Jesus, life is an adventure.
那当我发现说，其实跟神一起同行的时候，生命是一个历险记。
You never know what the next turn of the road may bring.
你不知道下个转弯处前面的路会是怎么样。
But you do know who walks with you.
但是你知道谁与你同行。
The first month of my sabbatical was spent mostly with family and some close friends.
那我第一个月的时间，我大部分花在跟我的家人和朋友在一起。
It gave me a chance to reconnect with them.
它给我一个机会可以跟他们重新的再连接。
And to understand my own roots a little better.
也能更了解我自己的根。
I traveled with my mom to the prairies for a week and visited her childhood home.
有一个礼拜的时间，我跟我母亲一起旅行到平原省里面，然后拜访了她小时候的家，我妈妈小时候的家。
Now、that's the house she lived in as a small child.
那是我母亲她小时候住的一个房子。
It's over a century old.
已经超过一世纪老了。
Although she's not over a century old.
我妈妈没有超过一世纪的老。
And it's still there, still being lived in on a farm.
那她一样还在农场里面。
I also was able to get acquainted with some of my relatives in the prairies.
那我也认识了我一些亲戚朋友。
And this gave me time to reflect on how God has been involved in my life even before I was born.
这给我一个机会让我认识到说在甚至在我出生之前神怎么样来参与我的生命。
As David says in Psalm 139, all the days ordained for me were written in your book, O God.
就好像大卫他在诗篇139篇讲到说我未成形的体质你的眼早已看见了你所定的日子我尚未度一日你都写在你的册上了
They were written there before one of them came to be
他都写在册子上了在没有成就以前
We all need to pause from time to time and reflect on God's loving purpose for our lives
我们都必须要不时的能够停下来然后来享受反思神在我们身上他爱的计划是什么
Then we can see more clearly the journey he is leading us on.
所以我们可以看得更清楚他带领我们走这个旅程是怎么样子的。
This same psalm also assures us that God is with us in the journey of life wherever we go.
那在一样的这诗篇里面他也告诉我们说神他一路不论管我们去到哪里他都一路跟我们同行。
No matter how far we travel.
不管我们旅游到多远的地方。
David asks, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
大卫说，我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？
If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me tight.
我若飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
This exact Bible verse was in my daily devotion book as I was flying over the ocean.
当我飞越海洋的时候，也就是这一段的经文，就在我每天的灵修的书本里面。
And it turned out I would need that encouragement.
我很需要这样的鼓励。
Now that's a picture of me overlooking the Atlantic Ocean.
那是亚特兰大的海洋。
It's on a mountain in Ireland.
在爱尔兰的一个山上。
And that's actually the mountain where tradition says St. Patrick prayed for 40 days for his country of Ireland.
这个地方就是圣彼得，他花了40天的时间为他爱的国家爱尔兰祷告的一个地方。
I wasn't up there for 40 days.
我没有在那边40天。
But it's good to know wherever we go, even across the ocean, as many of you travel, that God is always with us.
那但是很棒，就是说你发现说，不论旅游到多远的地方，甚至横跨了海洋，大家都在帮我祷告。
And we need that encouragement.
我们需要这样的一个鼓励。
It was very exciting for me to be in Europe for the first time.
那我很兴奋能够第一次到欧洲去。
But I soon discovered that it can also be very disorienting. To live in a foreign country.
但是很快的我发现说在一个 不同的国家里面我会觉得很容易迷失方向。
In a country with a different culture.
一个国家它有不同的文化。
And different customs.
不同的习俗。
It was very humbling to find that I had difficulty understanding things that were simple to the local people.
当我发现说我没有办法理解当地的人他们很容易了解的一些简单的事物的时候我就觉得很谦卑。
And I often felt embarrassed by my lack of language skills.
我常常觉得很不好意思，很尴尬，因为我的语言的欠缺语言的一个技巧。
And that was just in Ireland.
那只是在爱尔兰而已。
Where they speak English.
他们讲英文。
Yeah, sort of.
差不多是英文。
But eventually, I was in Spain and France too. It was much.
那接下来还有到西班牙和法国。
But this was a good experience for me.
但是对我讲，这是一个很好的一个经验。
It gave me just a small taste of what many of you have experienced on a far larger scale.
那这让我浅尝到大家经历，很多人经历的一个经验。
And I only did this for a couple months.
我这么做只有几个月的时间。
Many of you have remained in a new country for years.
很多人，你们在一个新的国家里面待了好几年。
So it was good for me to have a small taste of that experience.
所以对我来讲，这样很好，能够浅尝的一个经验。
It helped me to realize that the only one who never leaves me,
这让我知道说，那唯一没有真的离开我的，
the only one who always understands me,
那位他真的了解我的，
the only one who goes wherever I go,
那位唯一跟着我随不论我到哪里去跟着我的，
is Jesus my Lord,
就是耶稣基督我的主。
All our earthly companions may need to leave us at some point.
我们在地球上的这些伴侣有一天可能都会离开。
But Jesus promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
但是主耶稣他答应我们说，我必不撇下你。
Jesus journeys with us in the great adventure of life.
那耶稣他在我们生命的这个冒险记里面、历险记里面跟我们一起这个进行这个行程。
By adventure, I don't mean that everything is how we would wish it.
那历险记我的意思并不说什么事情都发生照我们想象的发生。
The road that Jesus walks with us is full of challenges.
那耶稣跟我们同行这个路上充满了挑战。
Even what we would call misadventures.
有时候我们称为它是个灾祸。
But through all these ups and downs, we learn that He takes care of us.
但是经过这些起起落落，我们学会了说他会照顾我们。
And that He is working for our good.
他是在我们生命中有美好的计划。
My adventure in Europe included a few misadventures.
那我在欧洲的一个行程的历险记呢，包括一些意外的事件。
One happened on what I thought would be the most exciting day of all.
有一件事情发生在我觉得说那一天会是很好的一天的那一天。
I had reserved a seat on a high-speed train leaving Spain.
那我那天预约了要从从西班牙预约的高速铁路要离开西班牙。
To meet my wife Sandra in Paris.
我要跟我太太在巴黎相见。
But when I got to the train station, I was told that the train had been canceled.
但是我到火车站的时候，我被告知说火车取消了。
And they just said, well, you have to find another train.
他们说你要找别的班车。
I booked this in advance.
我已经订了。
And then a couple hours into France,That train also stopped.
那进入法国几个小时以后，那个火车也停了。
And all the passengers were told that no other trains were running northward.
所有乘客被告知说，没有任何的火车会往北走了。
We were given no reason.
没有理由。
And the buses were all full by now.
那公车、巴士都已经满了。
And the car rental shops were all closed.
租车店都关门了。
Because it was Sunday.
因为是礼拜天。
I was stranded over 900 kilometers from Paris.
所以我在距离巴黎900公里的地方，我被困在那里了。
There's a map to show you how far I came. It was very short distance and how long I had to go.
那有一个地图可以告诉我们？有地图吗？
After a few hours of trying to sort things out, three other strangers and I.Teamed up.
那我们在几个小时的他找想找方法的时候，有三个陌生人，我们一起组成一个队。
And we found a rental car at the local airport.
我们在附近的一个机场找到一个租车的地方。
By now it was 6 p.m. and I was supposed to meet Sandra in Paris at 4 p.m.
那现在是傍晚的六点，可是我应该在傍晚的四点跟 Sandra 在巴黎见面。
We were 2 hours late and we hadn't even started our 900 kilometer trip.
我们已经迟到两个小时了，我们还有九百公里的路程要赶。
We drove all night.
我们一整个晚上都在开车。
And I finally met Sandra in Paris at 7 a.m.
我终于在清晨七点见到我太太 Sandra。
But we were safe.
但是我们很安全。
And finally together.
终于我们见到彼此了。
Journeying with Jesus is an adventure.
跟耶稣进行这生命的旅程是一个冒险。
But it will often include things that seem like misadventures.
但是也包括了一些事情，可能是一些意外的事件。
Delays,
延迟。
Detours,
绕道。
Sometimes even near disasters.
但是有时候也会是个灾难。
But through these things, we discover that God is actually working out a good plan.
但经过这些事情的时候，我们知道神他有他美好的计划。
We get to see His surprising works of deliverance and redemption.
我们可以看到他那令人惊讶的救赎的一个工。
He takes bad situations and turns them into good.
他把一不好的状况把它变成好的状况。
We grow to trust Him more and rely on His protection and guidance.
我们成长会更相信他，那我们也相信他的领导和保护。
We even learn from our mistakes.
我们从我们错误中学习。
This experience taught me to not only pray about my travel arrangements, but also to try to listen to the Holy Spirit.
那这个经验告诉我说，不是要祷告，只有会在安排我旅程计划的时候，而是要听圣灵的声音。
To see if at any point He was nudging me to change my plans.
是不是在任何点上呢？他告诉我说，我要改变我的计划。
When I teamed up with those three other strangers to rent a car, I think it was the Holy Spirit nudging me.
那当我跟那三个陌生人一起联合起来租车的时候，我相信是圣灵在跟我讲话。
It was a risky thing to do.
这是一个很冒险的事情。
But it worked out very excellent for all of us.
但是结果是非常好的。
So I hope that I can learn to do this in my normal life here in Vancouver.
所以我希望在我温哥华的正常的生活里面，我会学会这样做。
To listen to the Holy Spirit nudging me.
听到圣灵他在跟我耸耸肩。
Because Jesus wants to journey with us in our normal everyday life.
因为耶稣希望在我们每天正常的生活里面，与我们进行这个旅程。
I don't want to give the idea that following Jesus means getting on a plane and traveling to foreign countries.
我不要让你误解说，跟随耶稣的意思是说，坐上飞机，然后到别的国家去旅游。
It usually means following Him in the place that He has already put us.
意思是说，在我们他把我们放在的那个地方、那个场景时候，我们来跟随他。
And that includes all our usual daily responsibilities.
那包括就是我们每天我们日常每天的责任。
Even on my sabbatical, I still had to buy groceries, cook, unpack, wash my clothes, and repack.
甚至在我安息年的时候，我还是一样需要买菜、煮饭，我需要打开行李，我要收拾行李。
I should have taken photos of every laundromat I was at in Europe.
我应该要照下我去的每一在欧洲每一个洗衣店的照片。
Because even in laundromats, you can meet with Jesus.
因为即使在洗衣店，你会遇到耶稣。
Jesus wants to journey with us through all the everyday places of our lives.
那耶稣希望在每天我们的生活的一个场所里面，跟他一起经历这个生命。
Jesus wants to walk with us in our normal life.
耶稣希望在我们正常的生活里面跟我们同行。
Every day,
每一天，
moment by moment,
每一刻。
That's why He came into our world at Christmas.
那就是为什么他在圣诞节时候来到我们当中。
He has already walked where we walk.
他已经走过我们所走的路了。
And He wants to walk there now with us.
现在他带着我们一路走到那里。
This is all because of Christmas.
这是因为圣诞节。
Lulu read from John chapter 1 earlier. Actually, I didn't give you a chance.
That's right.
I missed the scripture reading.
You want to read?
Well, I'll just sum it up now. I'm sorry.
没问题。
In verse 14 of John chapter 1, we read these encouraging words. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
在约翰福音一章十四节讲到说，道成的肉身住在我们中间。
Or as the Message translation puts it, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood.
或者我们可以把它翻译成说，这道成了有血有肉的肉身住进了我的邻舍。
We can walk through life with Jesus in our everyday life because of Christmas.
我们因为圣诞节，我们可以在每天的生活当中能够跟耶稣同行。
Because that's when God became human and moved into our neighborhood.
因为就是那时候，耶稣他变成了一个人，他搬进了我们的社区。
I think we have a slide of that.
我们有个投影片吗？
Slide 7.
7?
There's our neighborhood.
这是我们的邻舍，我们的社区。
And Jesus has moved into our neighborhood.
耶稣搬进这里了，你知道吗？
Because He is here with us.
因为他这里跟我们在一起。
One thing that you cannot miss in Europe is The religious art that is everywhere.
那在欧洲里有一件事情不能错过了，就是全部的很多的那个宗教的艺术品。
There's one there of Christ rising.
那有一个是耶稣升天。
And this is in a chapel in Ireland.
这是爱尔兰的一个教堂里面。
It's maybe hard to see, but beneath Christ rising is a soldier's armor that's been discarded.
那你看到就是在耶稣下面呢，是那些士兵他的那个盔甲。
Showing how Jesus rose to end all war and conflict.
那看到了是说耶稣他升天，他已经平息了所有的那个战争。
I found some of this art to be profound.
我觉得有些这些艺术作品非常的深奥。
But some of it actually made me sad.
但是有一些让我觉得很难过。
Especially when Jesus did not look human.
特别是当看到耶稣并不像人一样的时候。
Of course, we believe that Jesus is 100% God.
因为我们相信神他是百分之百的神。
But we also know that he is 100% human.
但是我们相信神他是百分之百的人。
The Bible tells us that there was nothing special in his appearance.
那圣经告诉我们说他的外表长得没有什么特别不一样。
He looked like a common man.
他看着就像一个正常的人。
Sandra and I saw one particular sculpture in London that we felt portrayed Christ's humanity most accurately.
那 Sandra 和我们在伦敦看到一个雕像，我们觉得他很完美的表达神的他的样子。
It was very arresting.
它是非常令我们注意的。
In London's Trafalgar Square, you will find massive statues.Honoring triumphant conquerors.
在伦敦有个叫 Trafalgar 的一个广场，你会看到很多的很多的雕像，他们用来尊荣那些在征服战争胜利的人。
But in the corner, as you enter a church, you will see a very small sculpture beneath your gaze.
但是你会看到在一个教会里面的小角落里面，你会不小心看到有一个小雕像。
I must warn you that this sculpture is very personal and very graphic.
我要警告你，这个雕像是非常个人的，也是非常的写实的。
Jesus is actually unclothed in this portrayal.
在这个雕像里面，他描写耶稣是没有穿衣服的。
But he is shown to be completely human.
但是他表现的是完全的一个人。
So with, and there he is there.
Here we go. 就是这个。
Of all the religious art in Europe, why did this sculpture stand out to us?
那在全部的欧洲的一个艺术品里面，为什么这个雕像会特别的突出呢？
Because here, Jesus appears simply as a normal human child.
因为在这里，耶稣他展现的就是一个很正常的一个人类的婴孩。
Which is exactly how he must have looked at Christmas.
就是他在圣诞节看的应该就是这个样子。
He has no glowing halo.
他没有光圈。
He is innocent.
他是非常天真无邪。
And very vulnerable.
非常脆弱的。
He looks like you and I would have.
他看起来就跟你我们应该样的样子一样。
He even has an umbilical cord.
他甚至有个脐带。
It is a thick, visceral cord that connects him to his mother.
也就是这个很粗重的一个脐带，连接了他和他母亲。
And through her to all humanity.
透过他到全人类。
That umbilical cord illustrates that Christ in his humanness is connected to you and me.
这个脐带代表是耶稣他的人性，连接着你和我。
This is how he came at Christmas.
这就是他还来到圣诞节来到我们当中的样式。
This is why he came at Christmas.
这就是为什么他圣诞节来到我们当中。
And this is why he can journey with each one of us no matter what we face.
这就是为什么不论我们遇到什么事情，他可以跟我们一路同行。
Because he knows firsthand our human experience.
因为他有第一手知道我们人类的经验。
And he wants to walk with us.
他想要跟我们一起同行。
That child grew up.
那个孩子他长大了。
And he is God.
他是神。
As the perfect God-man, he not only walks where we walk, but he also carries the load that we cannot bear.
他身为一个完美的神和人，他不是只有经历过我们所走的路，他也背负了我们的重担。
We all stumble.
我们都会跌倒。
We all wander.
我们都会徘徊。
We all fail.
我们都会失败。
In those times, Jesus carries our load.
在那些时候，都耶稣他背负了我们的重担。
He even carries us.
他也背着我们。
For he carried the heaviest burden of all, our sin.
因为他带着背负了我们最重的罪。
He carried that to the cross.
他把我们的罪带到十字架上。
I would like to show you one more piece of art.
我再跟大家分享一个作品。
This one is very famous.
这是非常有名的。
It hit me one day when I was not doing very well.
他那一天呢，他对我造成很大的冲击，是在我觉得不是很棒的一天。
I felt that I had not listened well to God's voice.
我觉得那一天我没有听到好好听神的声音。
Now, don't get me wrong. I was not out partying like a wild man.
你不要误会我了，我那天没有说刀叉派对，像个野人一样。
But I felt that I had wasted the day.
但是我觉得那天我浪费了一天的时间。
I had not listened to Jesus' directions.
我没有听到耶稣他给我的指引。
Then at the end of that day, I saw this painting.
所以在那一天的结束的时候，我看到这个画作。
I hope you can see it well there.
我希望你可以看得清楚。
If not, I encourage you to look it up.
如果不是的话，你可以去可以回去的时候再看清楚一点。
This is a painting by Rembrandt, called The Prodigal Son.
那这是一个做荷兰的一个画家，名字叫林布兰特。他画的是一个浪子回头。
This is the moment the prodigal son returns to his father.
这是那个时刻，这个浪子他回到他父亲的生前的那时候。
The father, of course, represents God.
那这个父亲代表就是神。
The expression of the father really hit me.
那个父亲他的表情真的冲击我。
It spoke to me of how God embraces us when we return from our wandering ways.
他好像对我讲说，在我们徘徊回到神面前时候，神是怎么样的拥抱我们。
He is waiting to forgive us.
他等着要来饶恕我们。
And does so with deep compassion.
他这么做，而且带着很深的同情。
This is how our Heavenly Father receives us.
这是我们天上的父亲，他怎么样来接待我们。
How he forgives us.
他怎么样来饶恕我们。
How he embraces us.
他怎么样来拥抱我们。
This is how he embraces me.
这是他怎么样来拥抱着我。
And this is how he embraces you.
他也会这样来拥抱着你。
Every burden is dissolved in the Father's embrace.
在父神的拥抱里面，所有的重担都溶解了。
Jesus takes the load that we cannot bear.
耶稣带帮我们承担了我们没有办法背负的重担。
For Jesus has taken our burden of sin and guilt and has carried it for us.
因为耶稣把我们的罪和我们的内疚都背到他身上了。
To the cross.
带到十字架上。
The one who became as a vulnerable human child.
就那个人他但变成了一个很脆弱的婴孩。
Who walked upon the earth as a man.
他后来成长变成了一个人他行走在这个地上。
Who walked to the cross for our sin.
他为了我们的罪走到十字架上。
And who walked out of the tomb.
然后从坟墓里面走出来。
He wants to walk with us.
他想要跟我们同行。
Day by day.
每天。
Moment by moment.
每一刻。
Step by step.
每一步。
That's why he came at Christmas.
这是为什么他在圣诞节来到我们当中。
I'm very thankful for this experience of sabbatical.
我对这个安息年这个休假，我非常觉得很感恩。
And thank you for being the kind of church that supports its pastors this way.
谢谢你们这样来支持你们的牧师。
But I hope that each of you finds rest too.
但是我也希望你们自己找到自己的安息。
True rest does not come from simply time off work.
那真正的安息并不是说不工作。
It comes from lifted burdens.
而是因为你的重担被拿走了。
It happens as we entrust ourselves into the Father's embrace.
那当你在相信在父神同在里面，你相信他的时候就发生了。
And let Jesus carry our burden of sin.
让耶稣他背负我们罪的重担
and then journey with him,
那跟他一路同行
step by step,
每一步
through our normal everyday life,
在我们每天的日常生活里面
I pray that each one of us will let him carry our burdens.
那我希望我们每一位都让神来背负我们的重担
Let us journey with Jesus, who was born as one of us at Christmas.
那我们一起来跟神同行，他在圣诞节给我们诞生。
And who faced every challenge we face.
他面对的每一个我们所经历过的挑战。
Let's journey with him who promised, surely I am with you always.
那我们跟他一路同行那一位，他答应永远与我们同在。
To the very end of the age.
直到世界的地极。